This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz, and it's a joy to share morning devotions talking about criticism. Criticism hurts yesterday. And here was Moses, poor old Moses, who had been asked by God to bring the people of Israel out of the years of slavery. He did that, and then they complained and they criticized. But you know, God promised that there would be a future for them. They complained. The reason, of course, was they'd run out of water, and they murmured against him, the Bible says, complained that, why did you lead us out of Egypt? What had been so horrible looked so good at that difficult moment. So here was Moses, broken by criticism, and we read in Exodus 17, verse 4, that he falls on his face before God and says, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." You know, if you're going to do something worthwhile in your life, it's inevitable that someone will criticize you. It was Harry Truman who received intense criticism during his term of office, said, "If you can't stand the heat, you'd better get out of the kitchen." Bob Dylan, he said, "Don't criticize what you don't and can't understand." Joe Telashkin wrote a book called Words That Hurt, Words That Heal. And at his seminars, he would ask, "Can you go for 24 hours without saying unkind words about or to anybody?" And usually someone at the seminar will say, "Well, I can go for 24 hours without saying any unkind words." And then he asks them if they live on their own. Of course, everyone laughs, but a lot of people would say, no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't go for 24 hours and not say something that would hurt somebody. And remember that words, what about the words you'd say to your wife or your husband or your children? It can happen. Interesting, looking back on the Christian history, that Charles Spurgeon and D.L. Moody, they're great and important preachers of the 19th century. And although Moody had never met Spurgeon, he admired him greatly. But one day while they're in London, Moody arranged to meet Spurgeon. He found where he lived, knocked on the door, and much to Moody's horror, Spurgeon opened the door with a cigar in his mouth. And Charles Spurgeon said, "How could you, a man of God, smoke that?" And Spurgeon took the cigar from his mouth and placed a finger on Moody's stomach and said, "Well, the same that you, a man of God, could be that fat." So isn't it true that it's easy to see the faults in others, but difficult to see the faults in ourselves? I mean, faults are like the headlights in a car. We always think the lights in cars that are coming towards us are more glaring than our own. Remember that usually there is some grain of truth in every criticism. If we listen to what people are saying, we will usually get something from it. Despite criticism, we must be who and what we really are. If people don't accept you for who you are, who says they're going to accept you for what you try to be? And what I want to do, take this again tomorrow, is some reasons. I've got six reasons why people criticize. Some people criticize because, in fact, they've got critical spirits. I'm sure that there are people in the world who are not happy unless they are moaning and groaning or complaining about something. I've heard people ask, "Well, how is so-and-so and what's he doing?" And they would reply, "Well, he's fine. He's down on his job complaining about everything and everybody." In fact, you hear that, don't you? And it's quite easy to complain or blame the problems on someone else. I remember the story of a man and wife driving, pulled into the service station, and the attendant, this was back in the old days, the attendant came and washed the windshield. The driver said, "It was still dirty. I'd like you to wash it again." Second time he did it. Third time, the driver was still getting a bit anxious and a bit angry. And for the third time, the attendant washed the windshield. And he yelled at him, "Look, I'm going to get you fired. Why don't you wash the windshield? You're the lousiest windshield washer that I've ever seen." And the driver's wife reached over, took his glasses off, cleaned them, put the glasses back on his head. And of course, he saw that the windshield was perfectly clean. How true that critical people view others through their own dirty glasses. Well, we're going to take this further again tomorrow, and we're going to pray that, "Dear God, I do know that sometimes it is easy to criticize, but Lord, help me to see the good in others and help me to be the kind of friend I need be to others." Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.